Brian, thank you very much. You'll remember that we all filled the census out on the 3rd of April this year, and there's some preliminary results which have just been released. We're going to be talking about this in more detail a little bit later, but it shows that we now have the highest population in a census since 1841, 5.1 million people here in Ireland. And as I say, we'll be talking about that a little bit later on from Simon Carswell from the Irish Times. We'll give him a bit of time to digest the numbers and he'll bring us what he finds. But as you heard in the news, AIB looks set to be hit with a fine of up to €70 million for its role in the tracker mortgage scandal. And that scandal is the biggest overcharging issue involving Irish banking. Michael Dowling is a mortgage and financial advisor and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Claire.
So the official announcement won't be made until a bit later this morning, I believe. Will you just take us back and remind us why AIB is facing a €70 million hit?
Well, as you've alluded to there, Claire, the tracker scandal in terms of how all banks behaved in treating their customers was, without doubt, the greatest scandal we've had in banking operations.
Michael, I'm just going to stop you there because I see the central bank have just announced that they've imposed fines of €83.3 million against Allied Irish Bank and €13.4 million on the EBS. Now, that's higher than people might have expected.
Yes, I mean, that's over $100 million. EBS is owned by AIB. So, yes, that is higher than was expected. AIB itself, Claire, had set aside $70 million as a provision for potential fines. So that is a significant fine in terms of the imposition from the central bank.
Okay, and higher, as we said, was predicted because we were talking about $70 million. They say the fines bring the total sanctions imposed on lenders for tracker mortgage failings to €174 million on top of €737 million paid to customers in redress and compensation under the central bank initiated tracker mortgage examination. Now, I wonder, will that come as a surprise to AIB? Because I was hearing this morning that they've set aside €70 million, haven't they, to cover this?
Yes, that's right. They had set aside €70 million. But look, to be fair to the central bank, this was a long investigation, but one that wasn't helped by the banks. I mean, we haven't seen the detail of its report in relation to AIB, but if you take the most recent fine it imposed on KBC in 2020, I mean, one of the big failings it found in that report was that in the case of KBC, they provided what they described as incorrect information to the financial regulator in respect of his treatment of certain tracker mortgage customers. So clearly, the banks failed in dealing with their customers, but not only that, they failed in their engagement with the central bank in trying to resolve this issue. And that's why the fines are as high as they are in terms of what was announced today.
And do you know how they're worked out, those fines?
Well, it's based firstly on the number of customers that are impacted. AIB is the second largest bank in the country. So from that perspective, it has a market share of around 30% in terms of the mortgage sector. So on that basis, its fine would be based on the number of customers impacted. In the case of AIB, there were over 15,000 customers who were impacted in terms of being applied the wrong rate on their mortgage. And as we know, in some cases, people lost their family homes as a result of the wrong rate being applied. But it was based on the number of customers who were impacted would be the main determining factor in working out how the fine was imposed.
And all of those individuals who have been impacted, have they all been compensated and dealt with now?
Well, very interestingly, the central bank concluded its investigation 3 years ago. What we're seeing today and what we saw in over the last 2 years was the fines that they've imposed on all banks, with the exception of Bank of Ireland, because their fine hasn't been announced yet. But it's very interesting. In the Financial Services Ombudsman report last year in 2021, his office confirmed that there were 250 new complaints he was dealing with in relation to tracker mortgages. And also last month, the PTSB announced that they had identified 200 new customers who were impacted as a result of the tracker. So while the central bank's report has been concluded, like, it's clear that this issue hasn't been fully addressed, because we're seeing new complaints being made and new customers being identified by certain banks.
And are there any doors closed now for those customers, or can they still go back and seek compensation?
Oh no, the obvious route for any customer who feels that they are entitled to compensation is the Financial Service and Pensions Ombudsman. And that's where those complaints have been initiated. I mean, to be fair, it was that office which started the investigation in relation to the tracker scandal, believe it or not, in 2009. And it was ultimately the result of complaints made to that office that resulted in the central bank making their much further investigation and producing the reports they have in relation to the various banks.
And you'll be interested to see what the central bank report says now about AIB in terms of the cooperation.
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, obviously, it's a significant fine by any standards. And from a reputational viewpoint, it's not good for a bank like AIB to be reprimanded in such a manner by the regulator, the central bank of the country. So from a reputational viewpoint, this is not a good day for AIB. However, it'll be very interesting, as I say, to read the detail of the report to see, like other banks, did they fail in their obligations to their customers, which clearly they did. But more importantly, did they cooperate with the central bank when the investigation was initiated? Did they cooperate with the financial regulator when the investigation was ongoing? So it'll be very interesting to see the detail in relation to the imposition of the fine today.
And as you said, Bank of Ireland yet to be fined, but the expectation is because of the volume of customers expected that that would be even higher again.
Well, if you take it, AIB set aside a provision of 70 million and they've been fined over 100 million. Bank of Ireland have set aside, Claire, 94 million for a potential fine from the regulator. So it's, if we take the soundings from what happened today, it's likely that the Bank of Ireland may be fined an even higher amount. Because as I've said before, Bank of Ireland and AIB, they're the two largest banks in the country. They would have combined market share of over 60% of the mortgage market. So more of their customers were impacted as a result of this scandal. So it is likely that Bank of Ireland will find a similar fine or maybe more.
So this is a record fine, but it's dwarfed by the amount of money that AIB has spent on compensation and the legal costs as well, Michael.
Yeah, AIB has spent upwards of 600 million in addressing issues associated with the tracker scandal. So this has been, the fine is one aspect to it. And as I say, that's more reputational, the damage, because look, AIB is going to make profits of upwards of €1 billion this year. So a fine of 100 million is not necessarily significant, but the overall cost at 600 million is significant. And as I say, it's more the reputational damage it does for the bank, because Irish banks have investors not only in Ireland, but they have investors from abroad. And items like this do not go down well in terms of the operation of a bank, that a regulator feels compelled to put a fine of this size on a bank for the failings it carried out over a number of years with its customers.
All right, well, we're waiting to see what AIB has to say about all of this. And also there'll be a statement, no doubt, from the central bank as well a little bit later. Michael, thank you very much. Michael Dowling, their mortgage and financial advisor, and our colleague Robert Short confirming that the central bank has fined AIB and EBS a combined 96.7 million euro for their part in the mortgage tracker affair. And as he says, it's the largest single fine ever levied by the central bank. We'll be back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
A statement in from AIB, and you'll have heard earlier that the central bank has fined AIB and EBS a combined 96.7 million euro for their part in the mortgage tracker affair. That's the largest fine ever levied by the central bank. AIB saying now it profoundly regrets its tracker mortgage failures. It has apologised unreservedly for the impact on its customers' lives, particularly the devastating consequences for those people who lost their homes. Colin Hunt is the AIB Group Chief Executive, and he says, "We are deeply sorry for the distress and the financial loss caused by the tracker mortgage issue. I've said in the past," says Mr. Hunt, "and I reiterate today, this matter represents a very large stain on the reputation of the bank. It damaged not only the affected customers, but also undermined the bank's efforts to rebuild public trust and confidence. It goes on to say, recognising the scale of the harm done to its tracker mortgage customers, the group has and will continue to take steps to build a positive consumer-focused culture to prevent such detriment ever happening again. The conclusion of today's enforcement actions against AIB and EBS by the Central Bank will, we hope, allow us to close what has been a dark chapter in the bank's history. And we're expecting to get more detail from the Central Bank on the cooperation that it had from AIB in reaching this point.